Governor Bill Lee's signature, the Ensuring Likeness, Video, and Image Security Act, or ELVIS Act, becomes law. And Governor Lee makes Tennessee the first state to protect songwriters, performers, and other music industry professionals against the potential dangers of artificial intelligence. Supporters say the goal is to ensure that AI tools cannot replicate an artist's voice without the artist's consent. The bill goes into effect July 1st.
The longtime owner of the Baltimore Orioles, Peter Angelos, has died at the age of 94. The team says he died today after being ill for several years. Peter Angelos and a group of investors bought the team for $173 million in 1993. It sold in January for a reported $1.75 billion. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
This is National Let's Laugh Day. I think laughter is truly the best medicine. What makes you laugh the hardest? My family members, my kids are funny. My dad makes me laugh. My wife makes me laugh. Conrad makes me laugh. I think one of the most important things that we can do in life is laugh. Personally, comedy's gotten me through some very tough times. It's great therapy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Join us live on Monday from 3 to 4 for Playmakers, where we'll be joined by Tyler Miller of the Rafters to preview the upcoming season. Proudly brought to you by Quality Plus Printing.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and a high near 35. Tonight, some snow, lows around 21. Snow showers for Sunday and a few inches of accumulation possible. It will be windy as well with a high near 35. Snow on Sunday night and a low near 27. Rain and snow Monday and a high of 45.
Right now, 31 degrees.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the rolling bluffs of the Driftless region to the pristine shorelines of Superior in Michigan, from the Northwoods to the Kettle Moraine, Civic Media broadcasts across all of Wisconsin. For all of Wisconsin. Take a trip with us across the radio network to hear from communities throughout the state. This is the Civic Media Spotlight.
Up first on this weekend's edition of Civic Media Spotlight, we head to northeastern Wisconsin for a conversation from My Now and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor here. Warming up a little bit, 33 in Green Bay, 32 in Appleton, 33 in Oshkosh. Is it still windy out there, Stephanie? It was like a cold wind this morning.
It is cold.
Very cold.
It's a north wind, right?
Yeah.
It was
warming up. Wasn't it 32? It's 33.
Well, not getting up much. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've got a very interesting. Sandra's always great, isn't she?
Yes.
Isn't she fun?
Absolutely.
A great guest today. Rob Domofsky from ESPN is coming up later on today. But Stephanie Krubsack, who has just led a fascinating life. The first time I met you, you were like Miss Czech days. Remember that?
Yeah, Miss Czechoslovak, Wisconsin in 2009.
Miss Czechoslovakia, Wisconsin. You came on IXX with us at the time. And
I
then
did.
We got to know each other, and you know. One side of my family is all Czech, and you know, and Dom and Julie. But anyway, I just want to talk first. You're involved with a really exciting thing right now with the Packers program, but also I was telling Jim, I said, you're not going to believe this. I followed her on Facebook. She travels to these most exotic countries, Vietnam and Cambodia and Thailand and all these places just by herself and blogging about the places and the food and things like that. I found that so interesting. But as a dad of two daughters, I would have had to travel with them. I would have been so nervous worrying about that. What was that like going to all these crazy countries? I shouldn't say crazy countries, but countries you wouldn't. It's not like, hey, I'm going to go to Cambodia next week.
Right.
What was that like going to these places?
Like Paris.
Yeah, it was amazing. I started with a one-way ticket to Portugal, and I was gone for 8 months. I did 25 countries.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, just meeting people from all over, the food, culture. It was a really wonderful experience.
How do you 25 countries, like,
that's amazing.
I mean, I couldn't name 25, but you get there and how do you meet people? Just your personality, or do you go to the chamber office, or you go to schools?
Yeah, Cambodia Chamber of Commerce.
I took a lot of cooking classes, and actually I did couch surfing, which is a website and app where you stay with locals. So that was very, very interesting.
Wow.
So you stay in the home with them, you learn, you know, where the best museums, the best restaurants, they talk about their family history. It's very, very cool.
What are some of the cool things that you remember and some of the things that I wouldn't want to do that again?
I think some of the really interesting ways were the means of travel. So I know I was going from Bosnia to Montenegro, and we had to stop for a herd of sheep. That happened one time. Another time, I was in Morocco going to the Atlas Mountains on a hike, and we were in this car, which was a cab, and there was like 8 of us in this car, and then this random bus that had people standing in like 4 to a seat. It was just very insane, but we got there safely.
Were you ever scared over there doing these things?
Sometimes, but I always pretended like I knew where I was going.
Okay. What was the scariest country of the bunch where you wouldn't want to rock? Because I've heard people that travel to like you mentioned Bosnia and those kind of places. They said don't go out at night by yourself for a beer in the local pubs. So did you find any of those kind of places?
Some places in Malaysia were interesting, in Kuala Lumpur, but mostly pretty safe, I would say.
Okay.
Did you always have a place? How does that? I just think that's unbelievable. Not a vagabond, but I mean, it wasn't like it was all planned out. I'm here this night, I'm here that night.
Exactly. It was a bit winging it sometimes.
Right.
So yeah, hostels sometimes where you just stop in and grab a room. Yeah. But never outside.
Wow. Okay. What's some of the craziest food you ate?
I had a lot of bugs in Cambodia. I tried them all, at least once, but I will not do it again.
Bugs?
Yeah, like tarantulas and winged
ants.
You
did not eat a tarantula?
A tarantula leg, I did.
Oh, my God.
My favorite.
What else?
Just, I think, a lot of the cultural food, too, for the different holidays. Like, Malaysia had a lot of great food. Very, very interesting mixture and combination. So.
Wow.
And were people good to Americans? Or you're Czech, but, I mean, were people... Yeah, you hear this time, people like us, people don't like us.
Yeah, I would say majority were very kind. So, yeah.
Can people still see your things from your travels?
Yeah, I still have my website with a lot of travel blogs, food articles.
Give that, because people need to see what you did.
Okay.
What's the address?
Skparfait.com.
Skparfait.com.
On my Instagram.
Nice. Well, tell us now about your other great thing that you're involved with your company.
Yeah, so the Packers Protege Mentorship Program is really great, where they pair you with an executive, a professional. They don't have to be local, but they help you really grow your business and, you know, define what your services are, your products, things like that. So it's a really program, and I'm excited to be part of it.
And what is your product? What is your company?
So Pure Vent Living, I do sustainability marketing communications workshops for companies. So it can be really overwhelming when you don't know how to get started in the sustainability space. So what do you do? How do you track things? Do you need certifications? Do you need reports? So how do you do all of that? And how do you share that with your stakeholders? And then I have the media side with the magazine and podcast called Person and Planet, where I share these great sustainability wellness stories on there.
I mean, do you put out your own magazine?
I do.
How cool is that?
I love that name, Planet. Like that, the name of your magazine is what?
Person and Planet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you? And you've been. You're the student, right? Barb Lemieux is your.
For the protege program.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's pretty cool. I mean, you're gonna learn a lot from her. How often do you meet? Is there a cost to this? The Packers have been doing this for some time, but I went to many, many graduations, which is just awesome. But
yeah,
tell me about how that program works.
Yeah, it's free for entrepreneurs, which is amazing. And you meet once a month with your mentor. And then there's workshops and training events throughout the year, too,
okay,
which is really great. So it could be accounting. It could be, you know, your brand, marketing. Mm-hmm.
How do you have the energy to do all this stuff?
Right? I mean,
your own magazine, your own podcast, your own this, your own company.
We're just...
Oh, and you're going to 25 countries. How do you get the energy to do all these things?
I don't know. I just live off of air and good energy. I don't know.
we're trying to fight it to stay here for another 45 minutes. No, I'm just kidding.
Coffee helps.
This is really interesting. And I mentioned that Anthony
Bourdain.
Mm-hmm. He was here in Green Bay. Do you know that? He was at the Widener Center.
Really? I saw him when I lived in Denver, actually, in person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he did that, and just an unbelievable following. People are really interested. We talk about food being, you can learn about a country through their food. Mm-hmm. There's just a lot, and I think that's really cool. I want to look that up tonight, or this afternoon when I get home.
Look up her things.
I will. That's pretty cool.
They were so, I mean, just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe where she is now.
Are you going to restart that, although you're kind of off the air for, I mean, you've got to do this protege thing for a year, but do you plan to reignite that?
Or have you had the traveling bug? Is it gone?
It never goes away. So I haven't been to Europe in a year, but I'm hoping to hit Malta this year and back to Czech Republic. But it'll never go away.
Isn't
completely.
Czech Republic a beautiful place?
It is.
It really is. Yes. I mean, Prague is the nicest big city I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
You give advice on the finances? I mean, it's got to be expensive to travel, but.
Yeah. I planned for a year, actually. So when I was burnt out from IT, I call it my third life crisis. I was 30. I'd never studied abroad. I'm like, okay, now's my chance to do it. I planned for a year. I downsized my expenses, my apartment. I didn't do any big trips. I saved up so I had that cushion as like the in case. And basically kind of pricing out, you know, what the cost would be roughly and traveling very cheaply. And yeah, I made it happen. So
that's incredible.
That's incredible.
It is.
25 countries at once.
Yeah.
I
love doing that.
Yes.
Wow.
But you know, one thing, when you talk to other people, what are some of the bits of advice you would give them if they want to go traveling? Because it still is a big, scary world out there if you don't know where you're going or whatever. And, you know, I got lost. I always tell Jim that funny story in a certain way of when I was in Afghanistan and I was lost. You know,
we went to the wrong airport.
Well, I flew into the wrong airport.
Gosh.
Yeah.
That's happened to me before, too.
Has it?
Yes.
That can happen to anybody.
There's two in Frankfurt, and I flew my parents to the wrong one, and I was at the other one.
Kidding. Oh, yes. My gosh. Yep. Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, Dom loves traveling with me because, like, when we came back from Europe and we were in Toronto, and I said, Dom, we got to go on this line here. He goes, no, I don't think so. I said, yep. So we ended up going through customs twice. You know, it's a lot of fun customs twice.
Yeah,
it's pretty happy.
Managing your time.
Yes, but it's just amazing the young people you see traveling now when you travel abroad, isn't it though? But I don't think for Europeans it's that big of a deal the way it is for Americans, right?
Yeah, exactly. They grew up doing it. A lot of them have a gap year too. So
right, yes.
Yeah. So you would encourage this?
Definitely.
Like, I'm John, and I got three daughters. You got two. I would be a little apprehensive, but I think it's cool what you did. I applaud you for doing that. I mean,
thank you.
But you didn't. You don't seem like it was. John asked you, what were your bad moments? You're like, not really.
That's fine.
Nothing.
I like what you said, though, about act like
you know where you're going.
You know where you're
always.
Going. Yeah.
So never be like your nose in your phone or in a map. If you don't know where you're going, step inside of a cafe or shop and figure out how to get there.
Great point.
Mm-hmm.
Great point. Were you in Italy at all?
I was quite a bit.
Did you ever go to Northern Italy?
More southern. Western. Yes.
I heard there's a lot of pickpockets in Italy.
I was okay, but yeah, I think everywhere, even here.
I think.
Right.
I think we should travel with her.
Yes.
Yeah, let's go. Where do you want to go?
Anywhere near. You want to go to Northern Italy. That's always my dream, is Northern Italy.
Right. What's on your list? Where do you want to go?
Malta, for sure. And then Tanzania is very high on my list to go.
Where's Tanzania?
In Africa. Yeah, to go see the wildebeest migration in August.
I've done that.
Mm-hmm. I've been there.
Yeah.
Oh, you have? Okay. Okay.
You have not.
Tanzania.
You've been to Tanzania. Oh, that's right. Your daughter went to school there.
Oh, wow.
His daughter went to school in Tanzania. Yeah. That's right.
And well, let's go there. You want to take us? You can be our guide.
When I got back here, I kissed the ground. I did not like it. They live different than we do. And I just, you know, it was tough. It was tough. I just want to say it was not my style of living. But she was there, so I was there to support her. But wow. I mean, it's amazing. Yeah, it was. It was amazing.
And what do you want to watch? The wallabies? Is that what you said?
No, the wildebeest migration. Wildebeest. Yeah. Okay. And then you take a safari, and then Olduvai Gorge is there where they found the first hominid upright footprints, and then where Mary and Louis Leakey worked. And then Jane Goodall did work in Tanzania as well, too. So I love her. I saw her when she was in Appleton years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'd like to see those two places.
I mean, I get nervous going to the grocery store.
I was going
to
say, why are these people so much cooler than why are we doing this show? Why are cool people doing this show?
We got to get different guests.
We got to do something.
They'll make us look bad.
We got to get some, you know. Let me bring in some of my buddies. I'll bring them down from Nagani.
They'll feel like, oh, man, we are successful.
You can't believe it, Jim. Well, Stephanie, thank you so much for being here. And this is great. I'm just fascinated by what you've done in your life.
If I could just touch a Packard Protégé. So that is full for this year. But if someone is interested in doing that next year, they just apply through?
Yeah, you can sign up now. Yeah, it's like rolling.
It's rolling. Yeah. So you can sign up, say, look, I mentioned that Protégé. And that's a business that's looking for some mentorship. Mm-hmm. Or there's mentors that want to help a small business.
Exactly.
And the name of your company again?
Purevant Living.
Love it. Purevant.
Living. Yep.
Living.
Correct.
Beautiful. Stephanie Krupczak, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. When we come back, Rob Dabowski will be joining us from ESPN. Mino the Mayor, back after this.
Mino and the Mayor is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on WISS and WGBW weekday mornings from 6 until 9. To learn more about this show and all of Civic Media's programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
You're listening to Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Civic Media Spotlight. We now head north to a conversation on Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, where Pat discusses what would happen if the shoe was on the other foot when it comes to political parties here in America.
Birthday wishes to George Benson, who turns 81 years old today and gave us one of those landmark little light rock, a little bit of crossover soft jazz hits with Breezin' back in the day. As Greg sways to the music, you can't help it, you know? Again, on a snowy day like this, you just want to hear George's guitar as it comes up here.
Just come on.
Smooth.
I'm going to download his hits right now.
You should. A couple more tunes from George Benson along the way on this Friday morning on Up North News Radio. Let's give the phone number out, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-75-CIVIC. Would love to know, have you called in just to say where you're at, how much snow you got, what the roads are looking like. And if you're shy that way, text it. That same number is how you text us, 855-75-CIVIC. In the news today, did you, I don't know if you heard about this. I mean, this has got people really upset. Imagine Hunter Biden being given control of the Democratic National Committee, and all donations to Democrats will go to lawyers instead of helping Democratic candidates, will go to lawyers working for Hunter Biden in the midst of this criminal investigation against him. Wait, I'm sorry, I'm being told that's not Hunter Biden and the Democratic Party. It's the Trump family and the Republican Party. Ah, yes. Yes, here it is now. There was just a typo on the script where it said Hunter Biden. It was supposed to say the Trump family, because there's been a new arrangement made with the Republican National Committee that a portion of donations that go to the newly formed Trump 47 fundraising committee to save America will be used to cover Donald Trump's legal bills. It's this is not normal, folks. It's not normal. If you're giving to a candidate, that's fine. You know that they may do all kinds of things with it. When you give to a party, you're expecting that your donation is going to be used to get Democrats or Republicans elected up and down the line. You would not want the Biden family taking over the Democratic National Committee any more so than you would want the Trump family taking over, because again, it's always one big grift. It's one big money grab. And I'm sad at the number of, you know, sweet little old ladies and other well-meaning people who felt like they were helping to save America and make America great by sending in their check for $25 or, you know, $250. And that's a lot for them. But they think that, you know, Donald Trump, that nice young man, this is the way to go. It's not the way to go. It's going to pay his lawyers for his many legal cases against him. One of them that was especially in the news yesterday and continues to be is Donald Trump's effort to find money, not just for the legal bills, but now to pay for his bond if he wants to appeal the judgment against him in that civil fraud case, you know, where he was running his business fraudulently. He was inflating the value of properties for selling purposes, but deflating the value of properties for tax purposes, doing it to such an extent you couldn't look the other way. You couldn't not file criminal charges because it was so egregious. And now he's been, you know, found guilty in that civil fraud case. If he wants to appeal, he's got to put up the money first. That's $464 million was the judgment against him. And this so-called billionaire is having a tough time scraping together $500 million. Apparently, $500 million doesn't go as far as it used to. And more than 30 different entities, whether it's banks, insurance companies, hedge funds, whatever, have already told Trump no, as Trump's lawyers told the judge this week. And as a result, the judge in this case is now warning that he wants to see any details on the Trump organization's attempts to secure a bond in this civil fraud case. Why is that? Because it's one thing to write a check or to put up liquid cash. It's another thing to put up your properties as bond. But how much are those properties really worth? Remember, the whole thing that got him in trouble for this was inflating the value of his property. So they may very well be leveraged. They may very well have loans out against them right now, which makes them a little bit less valuable as Trump tries to post his bond. And of course, there's the foreign angle to it of, you know, who does he turn to get this money? Does he turn to the Saudis? Does he turn to Russian oligarchs? Does he turn to some other foreign entities? And should a major party candidate for president be financially in debt to either hostile nations or other foreign entities? Same questions we asked 4 years ago. I get that. But the questions are still valid here, because you want to know whose side is Donald Trump on. And clearly, given all that he has said to try to undo the NATO alliance, all that he's done to undo free and fair elections in the United States, it's pretty clear to see where he lies in terms of defending America versus defending the Trump organization. And he's going to go with the Trump organization every single time. So remember that when you're writing that check out, just think, is this, would I write a check out to Hunter Biden? Would I write a check out to Jared Kushner, who got reportedly $2 billion from the Saudis to start his own hedge fund after the presidency? Because, of course, that doesn't buy any access. That doesn't smack like a quid pro quo at all, does it? Of course it does. And that's why the judge wants to be extremely careful on this, because if he can't post the bond, then yeah, Trump Tower won't belong to Trump along with several other properties. That's called consequences. That's the consequences of not playing by the rules that everybody else has to play when you're paying your taxes, when you're buying and selling your properties. No one person's above the law. No matter how much he tries to put himself above the law, he can't do that. It's as simple as that. Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz said Thursday she will not recuse herself from a case dealing with the legality of mobile voting sites. A conservative law firm, the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, filed a lawsuit back in December of 2022 saying that city officials illegally used a voting van to collect absentee ballots around the city that year. The court has yet to decide whether to take the case. If Protasiewicz were to recuse herself for some reason, then it could be that that case deadlocks at 3-3. But Protasiewicz said Thursday, she said she can act impartially in the case. And I have no desire to act impartially on this case. When we're talking about voting, again, there's only one political class, political party in this country dedicated to suppressing votes, to not making it easy for American citizens to vote. And you see that in cases like this. Courier Newsroom national correspondent Kiev Akil joins us on the other side. This is Up North News Radio.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow is affiliated with the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on select Civic Media stations weekday mornings from 6 until 8. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. Sunday will be a national day of mourning in Russia in remembrance of the 133 people killed Friday in an attack on a concert hall in Moscow. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg in Moscow says officials are blaming Ukraine for the attack.
Russian officials have been trying hard to link Kyiv in some way to a crime for which Islamic State has claimed responsibility.
Snow, sleet, and rain will move from the northern plains to the southern plains, says National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor.
Expected to be some really strong winds and perhaps some increased critical fire weather conditions as we get into tomorrow through Monday.
People gathered outside Windsor Castle a day after the Princess of Wales, Kate Middleton, said she is being treated for cancer.
Your heart just goes out for her and her family, you know, and I guess we all feel for her, you know, such a big thing to face for anyone. And I guess we just wish her all the best.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Marquette set for round two. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles will face the Colorado Buffaloes in round two of the NCAA tournament after beating Western Kentucky 87-69, head coach Shaka Smart.
I thought Western Kentucky played with phenomenal aggressiveness in the first half. You know, we were fortunate to only be down 7 at the half. So just grateful for the response. You know, we talk about building championship habits. One of the most important of those is the way we respond to adversity, and the guys did a great job of that.
The tip-off time tomorrow morning at 11:10. The Wisconsin Badgers are coming home After losing to 12th seed James Madison University, 72-61, head coach Greg Gard.
I mean, everybody we talked to that had played them said they're going to come at you and they're going to foul you, and it's going to be physical, and they're going to reach and grab, and you got to be able to handle it. And we didn't. You know, like I said, 13 turnovers and 36 possessions in the first half is a recipe for disaster.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and a high near 35. Tonight, some snow, lows around 21. Snow showers for Sunday and a few inches of accumulation possible. It will be windy as well with a high near 35. Snow on Sunday night and a low near 27. Rain and snow Monday and a high of 45. Right now, 31 degrees.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop. The all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder. Mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Egg Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing. Next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Egg Country. No agriculture, and we'll work for you. Egg Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Egg Country.
Live FM, Locally Grown.